The Seagull by Anne Cleves. Prologue. June 1995. The woman could see the full sweep of the bay despite the dark and the absence of streetlights where she stood. Sometimes it felt as if her whole life had been spent in the half-light. In her dreams, she was moonlit, neon-lit, or she floated through the first gleam of dawn. Night was still the time when she felt most awake. She was waiting for footsteps, for the approach of the person she'd arranged to meet. In the far distance, she caught the noise of the town, cheap music and alcohol-fueled high-pitched laughter. It might be Sunday night, but people were still partying, spilling out of the bars and clubs, lingering on the pavements, because this was June and the weather was beautiful, sultry and still. The fun fair at Spanish City was closed for the day and quiet. She could see the silhouettes of the rides marked by strings of coloured bulbs, gaudy in full sunlight, entrancing now. The full moon shone white on the dome, on the tower of the lighthouse behind her, and on the seductive Art Deco curves of the Seagull. If only you knew, she thought. You sophisticated customers in your dinner jackets and glittering dresses sitting on the terrace drinking cocktails and champagne. If only you knew what really goes on there. Lost in thought, she'd stopped listening out for him. She only knew he was there when she felt him behind her. The breath on her neck. The hands on her shoulders.